Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 8. We didn't finish Hebrews chapter number 7. We're going to finish it in just a minute. But I want you to notice the first in Hebrews chapter number 8, the first verse. And I have this phrase underlined where it says, this is a sum. Now, verse number 1, Hebrews chapter number 8. Now, of the things which we have spoken of, this is the sum. The word sum here literally, it talks about not just the accumulation of it, but the main point of what we've learned in the book of Hebrews thus far. Now, this is the sum, the main point of what the Apostle Paul has been trying to teach us over the last few chapters, and he really brings it together in Hebrews chapter number 7, and I didn't finish it last week, so we're going to finish it because this is the sum of it. So we're going to backtrack three verses in Hebrews chapter number 7. Let's begin in, this is so good, I can't. Let's go to verse number 24, because this is the sum. This is the sum, the main point. Hebrews 7, 24. But this man, who is this man? Jesus. But this man, because he continueth forever. Don't forget that. Hath an unchangeable priesthood. This is the sum. And the word unchangeable means it's untransferable. No, there's nobody like our Jesus. We have some visitors here this morning, some guests with us, and the book of Hebrews is actually, I call it the better book, B-E-T-T-E-R, not because it's better than the other 65 books of the Bible, but the theme of the book of Hebrews is that Jesus is better. In the first chapter, Jesus is better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. Jesus is better than the angels. And he's better than Melchizedek. We've learned this last week. Jesus is better. And the reason he wrote the book of Hebrews, because there's a lot of Jewish believers who were going back to Judaism. They were saved, but yet because of persecution and all, they're going back to the Old Testament, the Levitical law, and bringing the sheep back to the priest and all the sacrifices. And Paul is telling them, listen, Jesus is so much better than the old way. He's the new way, the new covenant, that New Testament. So we see that he's better. Okay, I told you I shouldn't have started here. We hadn't even gotten chapter 8. All right, look in verse number 25. This is the sum of what he's talking about. Wherefore, he is also able to save them to the uttermost. Remember, we were here last week. There's a great preacher 100 years ago. His name was Billy Sunday. A great preacher. He preached during the Prohibition. This is before most of y'all were born, except for Miss Iris. Remembers the Prohibition days. Just kidding. But anyway, during the Prohibition, you know, you couldn't serve alcohol. I mean, Billy Sunday was one of the leaders of the preachers. And he would say this phrase, I was saved from the guttermost. Talking about from alcoholism, and God had saved him and became a great preacher during the Prohibition. People would come, thousands of people would come to hear him. Well, this isn't talking about being saved from something, from the guttermost, but to something, to the uttermost. What a great promise that we have of eternal security. I hate to be in that position that like a lot of other religions teach that you can lose your salvation. No, we learn not just from all other verses, so many verses on eternal security, but here in verse number 25, he's able to save them to the uttermost. He's going to keep us. By the way, we can't keep ourselves. If salvation relied upon us, we'd be lost every day, every hour. Probably some of y'all already this morning sitting here probably, well, I wish that preacher hush or something, you know. But anyway, we can't keep our salvation. He saves us to the uttermost. And that's what that means there, that phrase. That come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Remember, this is the sum. He's that great high priest who's making intercession for them. Now, verse number 26, for such a high priest became us who is holy. This is where I left off last week. He is holy. The word holy means he's free from sin. He's sinless. There was no priest like Jesus. We're going to find out later as we read a little bit farther that priests, before they could make sacrifices for others in the Old Testament, remember, they had to make a sacrifice for themselves. before they could make the sacrifices for the people, they had to make a sacrifice for themselves because they were sinners, not Jesus. You'll never find where Jesus made a sacrifice for himself. Now, he did sacrifice himself on the cross of Calvary, but he did not have to make a sacrifice for himself for his sins, unlike all the other priests ahead of him, because the Bible says he's holy. He was without sin. And then he goes a little far. He was harmless. The word harmless talks about he was blameless, free from malice. You know, he did no wrong to anybody. Jesus Christ did no wrong to anyone, even Pilate. Remember that? On trial and that before he was crucified, he's standing before Pilate. And Pilate told the people, I find no fault with this. He's blameless. So he's holy. He's harmless. Undefiled. The word undefiled means unsoiled. Free from moral impurity. And he was unstained. How could that be? Because he was God, very God. Jesus Christ, he was undefiled. And then we see that he was separate from sinners. Now, a lot of people will take that phrase, separate from sinners, and run with it and just take it completely out of context. What it means, separate from sinners, is that while Jesus was ministering here on earth, he was a friend of the publicans and sinners. Remember that? He would meet with them. However, it did not defile his conduct or his character. What it means, he was separate from sinners. He would reach out to them, but he would not become one of them. I'm going to read this morning from 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, they become part of the world system. Jesus loved sinners, but he did not become a sinner. That's what it means, separate from sinners, okay? Then it goes a little farther. Man, there's so much here. And made higher than the heavens. How much higher can you get than the heavens? Anybody ever been to heaven? Don't raise your hand. A lot of people wrote books. You know, even movies made how they died and went to heaven and come back. Don't believe a word of that. There are so many people by fool. The Apostle Paul, he went to heaven, remember? He was stoned at Lystra. And he said, I went to the third heaven. But when he came back, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not able, it's not lawful for me to utter, U-T-T-E-R, to speak of the things that I saw in heaven. That's why we read in the book of Corinthians that Paul was oppressed, that a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him. Remember, we read that? And he asked the Lord three times, would you take this away from me? And the Lord said, my strength is sufficient for thee. The reason he allowed a messenger of Satan, by the way, the thorn in the flesh, people said, oh, I'm so glad about Valerie was telling me this week, and she won't mind me sharing. She just, this past week? I'm not lifting you up, but more people need to do this. For a whole week, she unplugged everything but her refrigerator. I'm talking about she didn't watch TV, no internet, no nothing. You know, all she did this past week was read the Word of God. And she was sharing me some things and some things she was learning and all. Well, would to God that we would do some of that. And when people talk about this thorn in the flesh, and I shared with her about that, Matt, and I don't understand this. And I took her to the very next verse and said, well, this verse explains verse number 16. Remember what this was talking about, okay? I'll share it with you about John the Baptist in Luke chapter number 3. So about a whole, there's one that shall come after me. Am I going too fast for y'all? Man, I tell you, I'm so happy today. I got so much going on here. My ADD is coming out, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.